For a different view of gay marriage, we turn to Peter Sprigg. He's the director of the Family Research Council's Center for Marriage and Family Studies and a former Baptist minister. Peter Sprigg opposes gay marriage.
Well, first of all, we never in this country have had a situation where anybody could just go up to the government and say, you know, we live together and we love each other. Please give us a big package of benefits and privileges and rights. Marriage is a unique institution, the institution which facilitates the reproduction of the human race. And I think there's overwhelming social science evidence that children do best when they are raised by their biological mother and father, who are committed to one another in marriage. That is the gold standard, so to speak, for family structure and superior to any other arrangement.
But can you separate this discussion from procreation? I mean, because there are so many childless couples, there's so many people raising children who are not their biological children these days, single mothers, single fathers. I mean, there's just such a range.
Well, the definition of marriage as a public institution is not based on the exceptions, it's based on the rule. It's true that our society has changed and our notion of marriage and childbearing has changed incrementally over perhaps the last 50 years. We've seen a separation of sexual relations, childbearing, child rearing, lifelong commitment. All of those were once considered a complete package that went together with marriage. And we've certainly seen other changes in our society that have separated those out. But my argument is that the consequences of those changes has been almost uniformly negative. The consequences of people having children without getting married first is extraordinarily high rates of poverty among children who are raised by single parents, for example. So I think the separation of these things that were once considered a package has already been harmful. I don't see why we should be separating them further.
Well, that's it. You're getting very far afield from gay marriage, the subject at hand. I mean, you're talking about the whole institution of marriage here.
Right. Well, the whole institution of marriage is at stake. And I think saying that marriage has nothing to do with procreation has already hurt marriage. And to allow same-sex couples to marry is going to be the ultimate statement that marriage has nothing to do with procreation. Now, I understand people's personal reasons for marrying may or may not involve procreation, but if marriage had nothing to do with procreation, it would be ludicrous for us to even be discussing the government giving licenses to people to marry or requiring a court proceeding for them to end their marriage. Why would we want the government to get involved in people's private relationships at all? I would submit the only reason why it's a public institution is because of the interest in procreation and child rearing.
Of course, there have been other prohibitions that have gone by the wayside, and people look back on them as being almost horrors, which, as you well know, marriage between people of different races.
Well, those laws, from the start, were burdening the institution of marriage in the service of a totally unrelated social goal that some people had of keeping the races apart. Now, defining marriage as the union of one man and one woman, on the other hand, is not irrelevant to the central purpose of marriage. It is the core of the central purpose of marriage.
Children don't always understand the finer points of the law. What do you think children should be taught, or what should parents tell their children about gay couples among them? If someone says, "This is my partner, I'm like your mom and dad," does that seem like a reasonable thing to say to children?
Well, if anybody introduced my son to a couple like that and they said, "We're like your mom and dad," I would probably explain to them afterwards that they're not exactly like mom and dad because they can't have children together and they can't be a married couple the way that mom and dad are, but that they are two people who care about each other and live together.
Peter Sprigg is director of the Family Research Council's Center for Marriage and Family Studies.